You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
On the program, Emily Oban and Emily Brooks, who are here from Othipoti ShowQuest. They won last week's ShowQuest, and it's really, really exciting. And we're here to celebrate that and talk more about it. How are you both doing? Both Emilys. We chilling?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about the competition. I'm super happy that we came first place. It was a really big surprise for us.
And how are you?
Adrenaline's still high from winning, I think.
Yeah?
So a huge shock to win, so yeah.
Mean. And was it the Regent Theatre, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was, like, the audience attendance there?
Seats were full, from what I could see.
I think the bottom floor was pretty full.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about the top, but bottom was definitely full.
Our ShowQuest just happened on Friday, as I mentioned. How many teams were you guys competing against?
It was us and three others from Johnny's, Logan Park, and St Hilda's.
And what high school were you guys representing?
Otago Girls.
Oh, right. Is there sort of a... Is Otago Girls, like, you usually take the win here? Usually take the W home?
Not usually. For the past two times that we've competed, or last year when we competed, we got third place. And then I think it was 2021 we got third place as well, so this is the first time we've won in quite a few years, actually.
Whoa. And have y'all competed in the ShowQuest before?
Yeah, we competed last year.
Mm. So you had some idea of what to do to take that W home?
Yeah.
Take the fat W. What roles did you guys do for your productions?
Would you want to say the theme?
Our theme was fast track legislation.
Oh, yo, mean.
Yeah.
Kawhai.
Yeah, means speeding up developments that can really harm the environment. Mm-hmm. So we thought that was obviously really important to bring to people's awareness. So we displayed this through kind of basically two different acts. There was a birds scene where, like, they were, birds scene where, and then the politicians, which were the people that were kind of destroying the birds and their environment and everything.
Mm.
So we kind of split our dances up into, if they're more contemporary dances, they'd be in the birds characters.
Ignore that.
And then the rest would be, like, the antagonists, so it would be the politicians and stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Oh, that's so, so cool. What made you guys go with the fast-track legislation in particular? Of all the government policy failures to choose from, what made you choose the fast-track?
I think it was very unique for the ShowQuest stage. It hasn't been done before, so it would have been something new for the judges to see, which would have been good on our part.
Mm.
Yeah, because uniqueness is definitely a big thing, because we've seen that themes that have been repeated don't really get high scoring, so we made sure to be unique this year and do something.
Just getting a little closer to the mic, my friend. Is charisma, nerve and talent also in there?
It's
a RuPaul Drag Race reference, if anyone's seen that.
I'm not.
Have you ever seen RuPaul's Drag Race?
I haven't. I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's the,
like,
best.
It's like my mum's favourite show, so shout out to my mum.
Massive shout out to mums everywhere. But you mentioned fast-track legislation. Were other teams doing, like, political themes?
Not really. We were only, at this competition that we did in Dunedin, we were the only political theme. Everybody else, there was St Hilda's did
consumerism.
Yeah.
And following trends.
And Logan Park did women's rights.
Well, that's pretty... I mean, these are both pretty political topics.
Yeah.
Women's rights. That's political. Oh, that's amazing. That's so, so cool. Oh, man, when I was in high school, it would have been like, I don't know, can we wear Mufti Day? Can we do Mufti Day? By comparison, fast-track legislation is super awesome to represent on the stage. Well, are there any, like, inter-school rivalries, like any much, like, friendly competition? I'm not sure if you're familiar with some of the inter-hall rivalries, but the sort of a thing where everyone hates, I don't know, hall. Is there a similar thing with the high schools at ShowQuest?
I actually don't think so. Everyone was really supportive.
Friendly. Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's, like, cheering for you when you come off or when you're doing your dress rehearsal. Everyone's cheering. Everyone's super supportive in the ShowQuest environment.
Mm.
There's always Logan Park, who are mainly focused on the arts and their culture and their dance, and that's probably it, if it was anything.
Yeah, what emphasis did you guys have when it came to, like, arts versus dance stuff?
That's a hard question.
Tricky question.
Yeah.
For 8:37 in the morning? Fair enough. What was the dance routine like? Was it feeling modern, hip-hop-y sort of dances?
well, we kind of aimed for the dancers to be, like, representative of the scene that they were in.
Mm, which so is the, Native Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the scene for the Native Birds, they're very lyrical and, like, free and wild and everything. But then we had a politician scene where they were very in
staggered
time,
and sort of
very,
like, yeah.
Yeah, hip-hop kind of movements. So we tried to make everything, each scene, match the vibe that they were playing.
I mean, and what politician were you, was there? Was it, like, was it David Seymour or...?
We tried not to make it specific because that would, might cause problems.
Don't want to offend a judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. Is there a national show quest that you guys go to after this?
I think we get a video sent to just with a bunch. I think all the winners from around the regions get sent their first place video to the people and then they'll just pick from there. There's not really an in-person one, just an online one.
True. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me about ShowQuest 2026. Have you got any final thoughts or words or considerations for our listeners out there?
Come watch next year.
Definitely.
Mean.
Your siblings,
ShowQuest
or
is so worth it.
Do it. It's definitely worth it.
Mean.
And if you're in high school, then join ShowQuest.
Yeah.
It's like the best opportunity.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program. Really, really appreciate it. And again, congratulations on securing that fat W. Take care. Folks, that was Emily Brooks and Emily Oban, who are captains of the winning ShowQuest team in Otipoti 2026. Coming up on the program.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.